Hello, my name is Father James Hanvey. I'm a member of the Society of Jesus, commonly known as the Jesuits, and I'm here in Trafalgar Square, which is in the center of London. It's a very busy square at the moment, as you can probably hear. There are lots of people around, lots of preparations going on. You can hear Big Ben in the background there, and it's bustling with people. But as you also know, in Trafalgar Square, it's not just the statue of Nelson, but is also a wonderful center for art, world art and British art. And I'm just in front of the National Gallery. The National Gallery was founded in 1824. It's said to hold about 2,300 pictures, which is a phenomenal number of pictures, which they've been collecting for a very long time. And many different collections are here from the 13th century up to the 19th century. And then, of course, just next to the National Gallery is the National Portrait Gallery, which has portraits celebrating famous people, not just British people, but people from all over the world. So it's a wonderful place to begin our own journey in this year of faith, because what we want to do is we want to show how, in fact, faith and art come together, not just in painted art, but in many different art forms, particularly in architecture and all the other things that we might want to say. Well, they move us into a deeper reflection on ourselves, a deeper reflection about our own existence, and also ultimately a deeper reflection on the way in which God is intimately involved in all the aspects of our life, especially in the ways in which we mirror his image in our own creations and our own creativity. Of course, faith and art have always been together. One of the major forms of artistic expression in the church is itself the liturgy, which is not just a human creation, but is in a sense inspired as our desire to give glory to God, and not just to worship him, but also to find ourselves in his presence and to allow him to be present to us. I want to suggest to you that in fact this happens all the time in art, and sometimes in the most unexpected places of art. So it can happen in the way in which we see a building or a piece of architecture which may not have any religious reference at all, but there's something that moves us to a deeper reflection or illuminates something in our lives or in our history for us. We're going to look at some pictures from different periods and of different types of pictures, and I just would like to invite you to come on this journey with me, to join with me, look at the pictures too, and perhaps together we can have a conversation which will lead us into our own journey of faith over this year.